Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Hare Krishna. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 8, entitled Attaining the Supreme, and text number 5. Antakale chamam eva. Smaran muktva kalevaram. Ya prayati samat bhavam. Yati nastyatya samshayaha. Antakale chamam eva. Smaran muktva kalevaram. Ya prayati samad bhavam. Yati nastyatya samshayaha. Antakale chamam eva. Smaran muktva kalevaram. Ya prayati samad bhavam. Yati nastyatya samshayaha. Antakale chamam eva. Smaran muktva kalevaram. Ya prayati samad bhavam. Yati nastyatya samshayaha. Antakale chamam eva. Smaran muktva kalevaram. Ya prayati samad bhavam. Yati nastyatya samshayaha. Antakale chamam eva. Smaran muktva kalevaram. Ya prayati samad bhavam. Yati nastyatya samshayaha. Antakale chamam eva. Smaran muktva kalevaram. Ya prayati samad bhavam. Yati nastyatya samshayaha. Antakale chamam eva. Smaran muktva kalevaram. Ya prayati samad bhavam. Yati nastyatya samshayaha. Antakale chamam eva. Smaran muktva kalevaram. Ya prayati samad bhavam. Yati nastyatya samshayaha. Antakale. At the end of life. Cha. Also. Mam. Me. Eva. Certainly. Smaran. Remembering. Muktva. Quitting. Kalevaram. The body. Yaha. He who. Prayati, goes, Saha, he, Mat Bhavam, my nature, Yati, achieves, na, not, Asti, there is, Atra, here, Samshayaha, doubt. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And whoever at the end of his life quits his body remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt. Please repeat. And whoever at the end of his life quits his body remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt. Purport. In this verse, the importance of Krishna consciousness is stressed. Anyone who quits his body in Krishna consciousness is at once transferred to the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is the purest of the pure. Therefore, anyone who is constantly Krishna conscious is also the purest of the pure. The word smaran, remembering, is important. Remembrance of Krishna is not possible for the impure soul who has not practiced Krishna consciousness in devotional service. Therefore, one should practice Krishna consciousness from the very beginning of life. If one wants to achieve success at the end of his life, the process of remembering Krishna is essential. One should constantly, incessantly chant the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya has advised that one be as tolerant as a tree, Tarorva Sahishnuna. There may be so many impediments for a person who is chanting Hare Krishna. Nonetheless, tolerating all these impediments, one should continue to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, so that at the end of one's life, one can have the full benefit of Krishna consciousness. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Garamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandayaham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrijatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parichana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakanvitam Cha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namustate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Antakale chamameva smaran muktva kalevaram ya prayati samad bhavam yati nastyatya samshayaha. And whoever, at the end of his life, quits his body remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt. So Srila Prabhupada gave one class on this verse. He spoke a lot about why we would want to be remembering Krishna. Because the verse says, whoever at the end of his life quits his body remembering me alone, at once attains my nature, of this there is no doubt. But building up to this, there's been actually the whole seventh chapter that's been explaining, Krishna has been explaining who he is, explaining his nature. So the seventh chapter began. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Maya Saktamana Parita, Yogam Yunjaman Asrayaha, Asamshayam Samagramam, Yata Gyasyati Tachnu. Supreme Personality of Godhead said, now hear, O son of Pritha, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. So still we need to know why Krishna is so special. It's not something so simple that we just remember Krishna and we go back to Krishna. We have to know Krishna. It's one thing to say that we know Krishna and we can jump into the Leela with the gopis, and that way we can go and enjoy with him. But unless we actually purify ourselves, as Prasila Prabhupada has said in the Burport, that the Supreme Lord is the purest of the pure. So we have to understand the purity of that nature, and that way we can come to his nature. At the end of the sixth chapter, Krishna had said, he was speaking about yogis. So he finished the sixth chapter by saying, yoginam api sarvesham matketen antaratmana shradavan bhajate yomam same yukta tamomataha. And of all the yogis, the one with great faith who always abides in me, thinks of me within himself, and renders transcendental loving service unto me, he is the most intimately united with me in yoga, and he is the highest of all. That is my opinion. So Krishna had stated that the yogi, the bhakti yogi, is the highest yogi. And in the seventh chapter, he explains why establishing this relationship with him brings us to such a high level. In some ways, this is summarized by the last verse of the seventh chapter. Those in full consciousness of me, who know me, the Supreme Lord, to be the governing principle of the material manifestation, of the demigods, of all the methods of sacrifice, can understand and know me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even at the time of death. So it's not so simple as knowing Krishna with the gopis. We have to understand the greatness of Krishna. We have to understand that there's nothing beyond Krishna. I got this out because there was a couple of nice quotes in that class. That I highlighted. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada was explaining Krishna being the source of everything. Oh, the ones that I highlighted a little bit beyond there. So going back to this verse, so Arjuna responded to this verse by asking about these terms. What is Brahman? What is the self? What are fruit of activities? What is this material manifestation? What are the demigods? Please explain this to me. Who is the Lord of sacrifice and how does he live in the body? O Madhusudana, how can those engaged in devotional service know you at the time of death? So when Srila Prabhupada is explaining the nature of Krishna, we have to understand how Krishna is the source of everything. In the beginning of the seventh chapter, he said, I shall now declare this knowledge, both phenomenal and numinous. He explains how he is the source of everything, the material elements and the subtle material elements, and then of the spiritual elements, including the spirit soul. Manusyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye, yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvataha. Out of many thousands of men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, altogether these eight constitute my separated material energies. Besides these, O mighty armed Arjuna, there is another, superior energy of mine, which comprises the living entities who are exploiting the resources of this material nature. So the rest of the chapter is explaining this relationship with Krishna. Even he says, I am the taste of water, and so many other things, of how we can understand this relationship with Krishna. How Krishna is, in effect, everything. And yet he is not just everything. The second quote, this was the one that I was thinking of. So Prabhupada is talking about this chanting of Hare Krishna and how you realize Krishna. So this he quoted in his lecture. As soon as you chant this transcendental vibration, Hare Krishna, immediately the form of Krishna is within yourself and without yourself. So a lot of this seventh chapter is explaining how we can see Krishna within ourselves and without ourselves. Krishna explains that he's the source of the material and spiritual nature. He says, Rasoham api apsukantaya prabhasmi sashishurayaha pranava sarvavedishu shabda ke purusham nishu. I am the taste of water, the light of the sun and the moon, the syllable om in the Vedic mantras. I am the sound in ether and the ability in man. In essence, he's summarizing the ways that we can understand that actually there is nothing beyond him. Everything we want to do in this material world, Krishna is a part of it. He's providing it. I am the original fragrance of the earth. I am the heat and fire. I am the life that of all that lives and the penance of the ascetics. So we can't do anything. We can't even worship the demigods, he explains later on, without him. We can't maintain our bodies with him. He's the life of all that lives. He's the heat of the fire. Nothing exists without him, the penix of all ascetics. Know that I am the original seed of all existences, the intelligence of the intelligent, and the prowess of powerful men. Know that all states of being, be they in goodness, passion, or ignorance, are manifested by my energy. I am in one sense everything, but I am independent. I am not under the modes of material nature, for in the contrary, they are within me. So this is another significant point that we need to know about Krishna. If simply we want to jump into Krishna's lila, we don't understand this Krishna, why Krishna is different from us, how he is different from us. When we come into this material body, we come into the modes of nature. Krishna, however, he is not mingled with the modes of nature. In the class, one of the students asked a question, how it is that we become entangled in matter, and how, when we attain a spiritual body, how is that different? Are we not just merging with Krishna? And Prabhupada was explaining that in some ways, we're actually, here we are, merging with the material nature. Our body is made up of material nature, and we get so entangled with it, we cannot separate ourselves from this material nature. We know in theory that we're spirit soul, but we can't identify where that spirit soul is. We can't measure it, we can't see it. The Shastras tell us it's 1/10,000th of the size of the top of the hair. But you can't even measure the size of the tip of the hair, let alone 1/10,000th of the size of the tip of the hair. So we are so entangled in this material body, we're so merged into this material body, Prabhupada was saying, that we don't know actually where we are as spirit soul. He said, in the same way, when you come to Mat Bhavam, Krishna's nature, we can merge into spiritual existence, but that doesn't mean that we lose our identity. It means we become merged into the spiritual nature with our own perfect spiritual identity. And then we take up our relationship with Krishna. We become purified. So in the seventh chapter also, there's this verse explaining the material nature. Devi hyesha gunamai mama maya yaduratyaya mameva yaprupajanti mayam etam torantite. This divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. So Krishna is again and again bringing back our thoughts to the relationship with him. Those who have surrendered unto me can cross beyond this material nature. That's one point that will attract us to wanting to know what this relationship with Krishna is. In the 15th chapter, Krishna begins by explaining this analogy of the material world as being like a banyan tree, and how we're all entangled in this material world. In the same way, we're entangled in this body, we're entangled in the material world. Explains like a tree with branches everywhere, with leaves everywhere, and we go from one fruit to another trying to find somewhere to be happy. And then he goes on to explain the spiritual world. Na tad basayate suryo, na shashanko na pavakaha, yatgatvana nivartante tad dhamma paramamama. That supreme abode of mine is not illuminated by the sun or the moon, nor by fire or electricity. Those who reach it never return to this material world. So what I'm coming to right now is Prabhupada's purport. Because in the purport, Prabhupada is explaining in about the third paragraph, one should be captivated by this information. He should desire to transfer himself to the eternal world and extricate himself from the false reflection of reality. For one who is too much attached to this material world, it is very difficult to cut that attachment. But if he takes to Krishna consciousness, there is a chance of gradually becoming detached. One has to associate himself with devotees, those who are in Krishna consciousness. One should search out a society dedicated to Krishna consciousness and learn how to discharge devotional service. So this information that's giving us into the Bhagavad Gita is meant to attract us to Krishna, to attract us to this relationship, to understand that actually what we're becoming attracted to is our own eternal nature, to understand where we are now trying to enjoy in the material world is not actually our nature. We have taken on this condition in the material world. We've come under these three modes of nature. But actually, the real existence is beyond the three modes of nature. We must understand that we're entangled in the three modes of nature, and we must understand that we want to get out of it. Otherwise, we won't even try. As Prabhupada was saying in the purport, those who are too much engaged in the material world, they won't come to Krishna consciousness. And he explained, the Supreme Lord is the purest of the pure. Therefore, anyone who is constantly Krishna conscious is also the purest of the pure. Remembrance of Krishna is not possible for the impure soul who has not practiced Krishna consciousness in devotional service. Because entangled in this material modes of nature, we don't understand who Krishna is. We don't understand what's so special about Krishna. Actually, we think we're special. We think, if only I can just make the right adjustments, I can be perfectly happy in this material world. So Krishna is explaining the spiritual world, his spiritual nature, how he establishes this whole material world, how everything we do in this material world is actually in relation to him, even though we think we are separate from him. Nothing can happen without him, without his energies. So, in the seventh chapter, Krishna had explained the four types of people who will never surrender to him, and the four types of devotees who will come to him but are not yet pure. And he concludes by coming to the pure state. The one who is knowledge, he is the highest of all. He is the one who is very dear to me. All these devotees are undoubtedly magnanimous souls, but he who is situated in knowledge of me I consider just to be like my own self. Being engaged in my transcendental service, he is sure to attain me the highest and most perfect goal. Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavanma prapajyate vasudeva sarvameti sa mahatma sudurabaha. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. So this whole seventh chapter is about that. Understand Krishna to be the cause of all causes. And how, if we start to extricate ourselves from the modes of material nature, we have a chance to understand that. But if we remain entangled in the spiritual nature, then we won't understand it. And Krishna goes straight on to explain that those who are attracted to the demigods, people who are attracted to the demigods, are attracted to the demigods because they want to fulfill desires. At the end of the chapter, at the end of the sixth chapter, Yogi Namapi Sarve Sham, it was specifically stressed that we're talking about loving devotional service compared to the relationship with the demigods, which is actually a mercantile transaction. We want something, so we promise something to the demigods to get something in return. But this coming to relationship with Krishna, the word bhajate is used, which means loving devotional service. It means a loving exchange. So we actually have to want this loving exchange. As long as we want material benefits, we'll get them. There was a nice class this morning explaining how actually, the devotee engages us in devotional service in order to purify us. So in the morning class, we're talking about Diti and how she wanted to a son to kill Indra. But Kashyap Muni engaged her in devotional service, knowing that if she stayed envious, she would never be successful in devotional service. But if she followed the process, she would become a devotee. And in the class this morning was also explained how similar with Dhruva Maharaj. How Dhruva Maharaj, he also had material desires. He wanted a kingdom greater than his grandfather, greater than his great-grandfather. But Narada Muni engaged him in devotional service in such a way that he would give up those desires and take to pure devotional service and understand that actually his true perfection, his svarta, his perfect goal is to come into relationship with Krishna. And then how Krishna reciprocates by giving what you wanted anyway. As soon as Dhruva Maharaj met the Lord, he realized that he didn't want anything anyway. He just wanted the relationship with the Lord. But he described it like looking for broken glass and finding a diamond. That's described in one of the Puranas. But Lord Krishna gave him the highest planet in the universe, Dhruvaloka, which is higher than his great-grandfather, as he desired. So this process of devotional service is so purifying that if we engage in it with determination, we will become purified. So now we want to talk about this process of devotional service, because that is what Prabhupada is focusing on in his purport. He starts the purport by saying, in this verse, the importance of Krishna consciousness is stressed. So Krishna consciousness, of course, means remembering Krishna. Consciousness means what's in our conscience, what's in our citta. And Krishna consciousness literally means remembering Krishna. So as Prabhupada is saying, remembrance of Krishna is not possible for one who has not practiced devotional service. One should therefore practice Krishna consciousness from the beginning of life. If one wants to achieve success at the end of his life, the process of remembering Krishna is essential. So this process of remembering Krishna, I found I found a letter where Srila Prabhupada is promising to take us back to Godhead. And it's interesting. He says, the basic principle that one must accept a bona fide spiritual master in order to achieve the highest perfection of life, love of God. I thank you all very much for accepting me as your spiritual master, and I promise that I will take you back home, back to Godhead. I ask you all to promise me to always chant at least 16 rounds, follow the regulative principles, read our books, and try to preach this Krishna conscious movement all over the world. So far as my qualifications are concerned, I am simply trying to carry out the order of my Guru Maharaj. So this he wrote in a letter to Nityananda, who was in New Orleans at the time. So he simply summarizes this process of Krishna consciousness. Chant 16 rounds, follow 4 regulative principles, read our books, and try and preach Krishna consciousness. He says, for all devotees, chanting, attending arati ceremony, taking prasadam and attending classes is compulsory. If it is possible, everyone may go on sankirtan. And he's telling Nityananda, I think he was the temple president at the time, you must always remain very serious and enthusiastic about chanting and hearing the message of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and set a good example for the new devotees to follow. So our process, as Prabhupada is explaining in this purport, is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And this chanting will bring us to all perfection. But this chanting doesn't go alone. We must also read Prabhupada's books. We must follow the instructions. We must learn about Krishna, otherwise we'll be committing the offenses against the holy name. Here's another part of his lecture on this verse. He was speaking about how to remember Krishna, and that verse we were talking about is at the end of the sixth chapter. Yogi namapi saresham madkatena antaratma. One who is always thinking of me, antaratmana, within himself, within the heart, within the mind. Shraddhavan, with faith and love. Bhajati yomam. Bhajati means engage in devotional service. Krishna, be kind upon me. I am fallen. Kindly accept me. This is yoga. That's all. Very simple thing. He gives the verse from Shikshastakam. Aye Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram. Nanda Tanuja, the son of Maharaj Nanda. Aye Nanda Tanuja. O beloved son of Maharaj Nanda, Patitam Kinkaram Mam. I am your eternal servitor. Now somehow or other I've fallen to this material existence. Aye Nanda Tanuja Patitam Kinkaram Mam Vishame Bhavambaro. Great ocean of material existence. Don't you see the biggest outer space? What to speak of the ocean? We cannot compare even with the ocean. So many millions and millions of oceans can be pushed in this space. Bhuvambaru kripaya, by your causeless mercy. Kripaya tavapada pankajas tatadali sajisam vichintaya. Pankaja means lotus flower. A lotus flower. You'll find some dust, saffron. So the devotee is praying, as in the lotus flower there are so many dusts. Kindly accept me as one of the particles of dust. So now Prabhupada is saying, summarizing, very nice quote. So this is very nice. Bhakti yoga. Simply surrender and pray. And that is the best and highest type of yoga. If you accept this Bhagavad Gita, if you believe in this Bhagavad Gita, if you follow the footprints of the great personalities who have followed this Bhagavad Gita, then your life will be perfect. There is no doubt about it. Mahajano yena gata sapantaha. Everyone is following the footprints of the great personalities in every department of knowledge. Even scientists, they are following the law of gravitation. There are so many laws. So even in the material world, we are following authorities and great personalities. Similarly in spiritual realization, if you follow the great personalities. Swayambhu Narada Sambhu Kumara Kapalo Manuhu Prahlado Janako Bhishmo Balir Vyai Asika Vaya. So in this way, the importance of following the authority of stress. Of course, Krishna stresses it itself in the Bhagavad Gita, in the fourth chapter. He has said, in order to learn this transcendental knowledge, we must approach a spiritual master. We must inquire from him submissively, and we must render service from him to him. And the qualification of the spiritual master, he can give you transcendental knowledge because he has seen the absolute truth. So this process of Krishna consciousness, the full process is given, whereby we approach Krishna through the devotees only, by the mercy of the devotees only. The other thing that I wanted to cover was that we might be wondering about our own disqualification. How it can be possible, if we've ever seen anybody at the point of death, or we've even heard about people at the point of death, we know it's a very difficult time. Even one of our acharyas has written, take me now, because at the time of death it's going to be too difficult. We'll be choked up and I can't do anything. So in many places, Krishna has given us some extra assurance. We take up this process of devotional service, and then Krishna will not forget us. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 12th chapter, 12:6-7, Krishna says, but those who worship me, giving up all their activities unto me, and being devoted to me without deviation, engaged in devotional service and always meditating on me, having fixed their minds upon me, O son of Pritha, for them I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death. So when the acharyas have commented on this verse, they have stressed that Krishna is saying, let me find the Sanskrit, aham samudarta, mrityu samsara, where is it there? Tesham aham samudarta, mrityu samsara sagarat. He is saying aham, he says, I am the swift deliverer. So what is what the acharyas are telling us is that when Krishna is promising, I am the swift deliverer, he comes personally to deliver us. We don't have to rely entirely on our own qualification. I think even it's written in the purport somewhere how the yogis and the other people who are trying to attain the supreme have to work on their own efforts. Later in the 8th chapter, Krishna will explain the different types for leaving the body. Some are successful and some are not successful. And the yogi, by his own determined effort, by his own determination, has to leave his body at the correct time. He has to lift his life air up through the chakras and through the top of the head at the right time, in the light fortnight, like that. But for the devotee, he doesn't have to worry about that at all. For the devotee, Krishna comes personally. Srila Prabhupada says somewhere, oh, here it is. Varaha Purana verse is given. The purport of this verse is that a devotee need not practice Ashtanga Yoga in order to transfer his soul to the spiritual planets. The responsibility is taken by the Supreme Lord himself. He clearly states here that he himself becomes the deliverer. A child is completely cared for by the parents, and thus his position is secure. Similarly, a devotee does not need to endeavor to transfer himself by yoga practice to other planets. Rather, the Supreme Lord, by his great mercy, comes at once, riding on his bird carrier Garuda, and at once delivers the devotee from material existence. Although a man who has fallen to the ocean may struggle very hard and may be very expert at swimming, he cannot save himself. But if someone comes and picks him up from the water, then he can be easily rescued. Similarly, the Lord picks up a devotee from this material existence. One simply has to practice the easy process of Krishna consciousness and fully engage himself in devotional service. So this is our perfection. At the time of death, we must know who Krishna is. We must know that he is the most perfect being, that he is a personality, that he is someone that we want to associate with us. Srila Prabhupada also explained in his verse, in his class, that in the beginning of the 12th chapter, Arjuna discusses the impersonalist and how the impersonalist is impossible for us to contemplate even. But we must know that Krishna, he is talking about me, I personally, I will deliver you. And into today's verse, he says, Antakalecha mam eva, one who fixes on me alone. So we must know that Krishna is the person. We must know that he is the goal. We must take up this process of Krishna consciousness as it's been handed down in the Bhagavad Gita by the authorities and by the disciplic succession. And we can be assured then that Krishna will come and get us. Krishna has promised, I am the swift deliverer, I will come and get you. The time of death is very difficult, but Krishna has promised, he will come and get us. And Prabhupada has promised, in that letter I was reading out, Prabhupada says, I promise I will take you back to Godhead. He's asking us to promise to follow this process. In another letter that was circulated recently, there was a question. One devotee asked how he could become sincere in devotional service. And Prabhupada answered, you become sincere by following the rules and regulations, even the little ones. We make a dedication to follow the spiritual master, and we try and follow him perfectly. We try and follow his mood. We don't just follow as much as we think. We try and follow and take the spiritual master's instructions as our life and soul, as it's in the Vyavasayatmika Buddhya verse 241. The spiritual master's instructions become our life and soul. And in that way, Srila Prabhupada is guaranteeing to take us back to Godhead. Krishna is guaranteeing to come and get us. And we can be sure of going back to Godhead by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So does anyone have comments and questions about today's class? Hare Krishna Prabhu. What is holding us from following the acharyas, following every small detail? We've got many, many years of entanglement in this material world that's holding us. We have to make that determination. There's another beautiful quote, if I can find it. I have to try and go on the internet to find it, where Prabhupada is saying how the determination is up to us. Prabhupada says, if I see if I can find it. Yeah, it may not be fast enough. But Prabhupada is, he's actually saying, even his initiation is a formality. It's up to us to have the determination to follow the process. It's up to us to have the determination to chant 16 rounds, to get up for Mangalati, to do these things. That part of it is our responsibility. So yeah, there are things stopping us. Basically, is our attachment for material world. Our attachment to shelter from things other than Krishna. We like to think that we have some ability also. If we give up and give completely to Krishna, we have to give up thinking that we can do it. Let's just put some money in the bank. Don't worry, I've got money in the bank for my, just in case something happens. My family will look after me in case something happens. So many things that we are taking as our shelter instead of taking full shelter of Krishna. But the process of purification is here. We take up this chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We take it up as well as we can, and we trust this process. As it said in those examples from the morning class, that Diti, she's the mother of the asuras. She's the mother of the demons. And yet she became purified and became a devotee of Krishna because she was determined to follow the process. Even though her determination was because she wanted to kill Indra, she had a determination. She was an impure devotee at the very best. But because she was determined and followed the process. Even in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami says the same thing. Even a Mayavadi, even the Mayavadis, even the totally materialistic worshippers, if they keep following the process, if they keep chanting Hare Krishna, gradually they'll become purified also. When they're in completely in an envious situation, of course, their chanting is not very useful. It's useless. But there'll be some time when, just for a second, they may not think they're the center of the world. They may have some doubt. And at that time, their chanting becomes more pure. So at that time, they make some advancement. So even someone who's totally envious, if they take up this process and keep to this process and never give it up, Sanatana Goswami is explaining Brihad Bhagavatamrita, eventually they become purified. But we have to develop this determination so we come sooner rather than later. Because we know also from the second chapter that any advancement on this path is never lost. There's no diminution. But we want to make faster advancement. Prabhupada gives the example of the elevator and the staircase. We can go in the staircase. We can go take the staircase up to Karma Yoga, take another staircase up to Jnana Yoga, take another staircase up to Astanga Yoga. But we might get sidetracked along the way. So why not just get in the elevator and go straight to devotional service? So there are many things stopping us, but we have to develop this determination to become more and more surrendered. And of course it's not easy. Nobody says it's easy. But if we sincerely try, then the promises are there. Prabhupada has promised us and Krishna has promised us. Yeah.
So sometimes we add or sometimes we subtract from the world, and this is basically how we are absorbing our own spiritualness.
Yeah, we're not following him purely if we add and we have subtract. So many devotees add so many things. In preaching we add as well. We add and subtract things as well. But then our preaching is not pure. Prabhupada said, so long as you follow the pure devotee, you are yourselves pure. So if we follow Prabhupada with the determination to follow him as best we can, certainly there will be some differences. We won't be exactly like Prabhupada. But as long as we're all sincerely trying to serve Prabhupada, then Krishna will look after us. An important part of that, of course, is Prabhupada asking us to cooperate and keep ISKCON together. That's a significant promise. And we can see again that everybody's got a different flavor of acting for Krishna. But the point is to remember that we're all acting for Krishna. Prabhupada explains in a quote how there's unity and diversity. When you come to spiritual life, there's unity and diversity. We all have, in the spiritual world, the gopis all have different ways of serving Krishna. I want to make this for Krishna, I want to make that for Krishna. But they all cooperate with each other because they all know that they are serving Krishna for his pleasure. So it's important we deal like that with other devotees. It's so easy to criticize others, but this is our downfall. We all make mistakes, so we shouldn't point out someone else's mistakes. But if we all look at our own motives, we are trying to advance in Krishna consciousness. We're trying to become perfect. And we have to give other people the benefit of the doubt also. They are also trying. They also are not perfect. We're not perfect. We have to see each other as people who are endeavoring on the spiritual path. None of us are perfect yet, but we're all trying. And as much as we stick together and cooperate with each other, we'll be serving Srila Prabhupada. And as much as we let our own false ego get in the way and say that we're right and somebody else is wrong, that much we fall down, because none of us are perfect. We can't claim perfection. Any more comments or questions? Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.